The Sikha of Parshas Vayakel Toshen Nun Beis. We don't have a properly edited Sikha because of what happened on the next Monday, the Monday after the Sikha, Chof Zayin Adar, what happened at the oil. Nevertheless, the Rashi Dvorim, the brief overview that would be written up and presented to the Rebbe after Shabbos every week, this particular week, the Rebbe was uncharacteristically looked over and marked up the brief overview of the Rashi Dvorim. So thus we have a Mugadik Rashi Dvorim for the Sikha, and therefore what's printed, the short Rashi Dvorim of the Sikha, is in fact Muga by the Rebbe. And in this Rashi Dvorim, the overview of the Sikha, it says, we see in recent years, and now quoting, we see in recent years how there has been a Vyakel, a gathering in the simple meaning of the words, of the word, the ingathering of the exiles, Kibbutz Golias, of Bnei Yisrael from the entire world, who are going up to Eretz HaKodesh. This aliyah is incomparable to those that once were in the previous generations. To point out that the Rabboseinu and Nesiyenu were not in Eretz HaKodesh, not even for a visit, and even the trip taken by the Fidyke Rebbe was because he was unable to visit the resting places of his predecessors in Rostov, Lubavitch, Vechulu. End quote. So for all the prior years of the Rebbe's leadership, the Rebbe was very strong to say that the Jews going to Israel is not Kibbutz Golias, because Kibbutz Golias has to be done by Mashiach. So all the Jews who moved to Israel all these decades, the Rebbe always said this is not Kibbutz Golias. Kibbutz Golias has to be by Mashiach. It's not just Jews picking up and going to Israel, it's by Mashiach. Here the Rebbe says, we have Kibbutz Golias. We can say that what changed is that now the Aliyah, the Jews who were living in this former Soviet Union in those years in particular, was coming about through Mashiach himself, as the Rebbe alludes to many times in these sikhs. And thus, it does fulfill the requirement of Kibbutz Golias. In other words, Jews coming to Israel because of Mashiach, yes. It should be noted that this expression, Kibbutz Golias, is actually very, very significant. One of the requirements for Mashiach to be identified as Mashiach Vadai, that he's certainly Mashiach, is that he gathers in the exiles. Kibbutz Golias. And the Rambam says that if Mashiach builds the Mikdash b'mkoyma, he builds the Mikdash in its place, and he gathers in the exiles, then we know for certain that he's Mashiach. Right? He builds the base of Mikdash and gathers in the exiles, and we know he's for sure he's Mashiach. So in addition to this, we have in Kuntzes Beis Rabbeinu Shibbe Bovel, that the Rambam rules that Mashiach builds the Mikdash in its place, Boni Mikdash b'mkoymoi, that the Rebbe says that this is a hint, because you can read b'mkoymoi in its place or in his place. And the Rebbe says this is a hint to the Mikdash Ma'at, the small base of Mikdash in the time of Golas, which is, where does he build it? B'mkoymoi, in his place in the time of Golas, not in its place, but in his place. So now, how are we to understand this? The Rebbe says it's a hint in the halacha. How literally do we want to understand that what's going on in 770, as the Sikha explains over there, that this is the Mikdash Ma'at that Mashiach builds in the place of Golas? So how literally should we take that? So it's strengthened over here. In this Sikha, the Rebbe says that Kibbutz Golas has begun, because if you look in the Maimer, Godli HaKavod HaBayis HaZeh, HaAchar Min HaRishon, which is printed in Malukit Dalid. So over there, the Rebbe explains, and according from that Maimer, the Geula, the says like this, the Geula, Kibbutz Golias, will take place after Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The ingathering of the exiles will take place after the building of the Beis HaMikdash. This aspect comes about through the third Beis HaMikdash, because the third Beis HaMikdash includes all the influences and qualities that will be later revealed. Meaning, what is the Rebbe saying there? That Kibbutz Golias is able to take place because of the third Beis HaMikdash. You can't have Kibbutz Golias until you have the third Beis HaMikdash. And if the Rebbe can say that Kibbutz Golias has begun, so that there has to be a Beis HaMikdash that's bringing it about, a third Beis HaMikdash. Thus, we realize what the Rebbe is telling us here, that 770 is not only the place where the Mikdash will be revealed in the future, which is one of the things that Rebbe says in that Sikha, but in fact, it presently now is the Beis HaMikdash in his place, the place of Mashiach before the Geula, as the Rambam hints in his ruling. Because if the third Beis HaMikdash was not here, so then you couldn't have Kibbutz Golias. And the Rebbe says, we have Kibbutz Golias, so therefore you have to have Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, when the Rebbe says that the 770 is Mikdash Ma'at, which is what the Rambam alludes to in Boni Mikdash B'mkoymoi, so the Rebbe means it very, very literally. Also this is in the Sikh of Chav Ches 7, that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi was Mahado, which we have here. So this is actually, this small few pages of Parshas V'yakel is actually a very, very dramatic tool to understand what does the Rebbe really mean, that we have the Beis HaMikdash.